What's going on? What's going on, people? It's Talk Tone Khan, and I'm back at you with another edition of Talk Tone Khan. Well, AJ Callaway has decided to leave Extra. The show business, you know, show where, you know, a lot of things are spoken about in the business of Hollywood. Well, a lot of y'all probably like, who the hell is AJ Callaway and why did he leave Extra? Well, for people like myself that was born in the golden era, why wouldn't you say we were born in the golden era? We were born to actually appreciate the golden era, because I am older than the golden era. But we were born in a, you know, at a time that we could appreciate the golden era and know that AJ Callaway is from 106 and Park with his co-host Free. Well, Callaway was part of the Extra family for 14 years before he was placed on suspension by Warner Brothers Television in February. February, the suspension with pay was due to a pending investigation of allegations of sexual assault. When the allegations emerged, Callaway denied ever assaulting anyone, and at the time, Warner Brothers had stated, to date, we have found nothing to suggest that Mr. Callaway has ever engaged in workplace misconduct. Well, the investigation came about after author Cilly Abrams accused Callaway of sexual assaulting her in 2006. Though she filed a police report alleging forceful touching, the charges against him were ultimately dropped on procedural grounds. So basically, the police department at that time did not feel as though that it was a forceful touching. Maybe she engaged in it, but they still were due to police report as a sexual assault. Well, Abrams was also the same female who wrote a book in 2007 called No More Drama. And in this book, she changed the names of her abusers and other people in the book. But she have two, you know, abusers that she came out with the names of. And one of them was AJ Callaway. But the other one, you may start to remember her from, is Russell Simmons' case when she said he sexually abused her in the 80s. Well, the investigation has been going on for a very long time now. But an innocent man or person, period, can only take so much scrutiny against them. So he decided to leave the company. But before leaving, he had a meeting with Warner Brothers, and they both came to a mutual agreement to part ways. After they agreed to part ways, Warner Brothers did release a statement saying that we investigated the claims made into Mr. Callaway's conduct, and he and the company have mutually agreed to part ways. According to, you know, AJ's attorney, Lisa Davis, she said that Mr. Callaway maintains his, you know, his innocence in these allegations and these patently being false, period. He denies that he never assaulted anyone and looks forward to clearing his name. Now, it was some other cases back in like 2003 and some other like that about AJ. But I was just trying to figure out, like, you know, he's been around a lot of women from his 106 and Park days to even being around Free. And none of them have come out to say that he sexually assaulted them in any kind of way. Now, do you believe AJ did this, or has it become another person who has been accused of doing something that he did not do because somebody trying to do a money grab? That 2007 book did not do as good as projected. That's why I believe that she wanted to come out to say who these people were in her book, because she thought that it would actually increase her sales, you know. But I also feel as though that is another ploy to these networks to actually fire someone instead of just firing them and saying, you know, we want to move on to another direction. Especially if the person, you know, that you want to fire is not giving you any reason to fire them. So, yeah, I really feel as though that some of these cases may be phony, but because of the outtake and what's going on in today's world with everything, it just seems like something that everybody is screaming now, saying rape or, you know, sexual assault or, you know, they forced me to, you know, do things. And in today's world, is you do not get any of that, you know, innocent before proven, well, innocent, you know, before proven guilty and shit like that. But it just feels like now, once those allegations come out, you're guilty. And even when the allegations come out to say that they were lying, you're still guilty in the eyes of the people for some reason. But what do y'all think, man? Was he right for stepping down before the allegations? Because, you know, he was still part of the team and getting paid. But, you know, for a person that want to work, you have to walk away from it so that he can actually get on to his, you know, other companies that may still want to work with him. But other than that, I really just feel like AJ was part of a plot to get him out of there because he's been there for so long with squeaky clean resume. And they even said that at the time of their investigation, he did nothing, period. So, what y'all think? It's Talk To Him Con, TalkToHimCon. Holla at me, man, on Instagram, Twitter, period. And we could definitely conversate. And you could tell me what you think.